Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Lisa Lisa Show. This is Lisa Lisa speaking to you live from the home front. I guess where else would I be right now? A somber, somber mood is all I can say that I am in. So the weather kind of reflects my somber mood. It's not cold outside, but dreary is definitely a good word. So, yeah, it's actually quite warm, but it's going to rain. But dreary is what it is. In fact, I didn't want to get out of bed this morning. So let's have a political chat, shall we? You know, I try very hard not to talk politics and religion and all these other, you know, taboo kind of topics. But I'm definitely in a somber mood. And I have to say, honestly, I was vacillating and I was definitely on the fence. I really didn't expect that he would win. So I say I was on the fence, but the truth is I don't like either candidate. And it was kind of like the lesser of the two evils was her in my book. So for so many reasons, I wanted a woman president. For so many reasons, I just wanted, I wanted to see where she would take us and what she would do, you know. Now, her character is not the greatest, I'm not going to lie. But there were lots of rumors, and, you know, I think that Trump is very good at taking a rumor and running with it. In my book, he's kind of like Hitler, as he's always talking about feelings and appealing to the feelings of the people and then repeating the same thing over and 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 over again, which is what Hitler did. And then Hitler also put his face everywhere, plastered his picture everywhere, so it was in your face all the time. When Obama ran 8 years ago, all he talked about was change. Now, I'm not saying that he didn't make a lot of changes. In fact, he did. And I think that he did a lot of good things. Now, I'm not saying I was a big fan of his either. You know, I voted for him once, and I didn't vote for him a second time. Not that my political status makes any difference. It's just one more vote, right? But I think that he was a little too soft on a lot of subjects. But I think that he had a lot of heart. I think that Trump works on your last nerve and inspires with anger and angst, and I don't think that that's such a good thing. So that's what scares me about this whole thing. And again, scare is not exactly the right word, but it doesn't give me a lot of confidence and warm, fuzzy feelings. So getting to the point of all of this, so Hillary went down, and I have to say she put up a good fight. The country was completely red. But, you know, she did pull up some of the numbers, you know. It wasn't, I'm not going to say it was the closest race on the planet, but the fact is that they were both in the 200s, and it came down to a handful of states. But overall, it was neck and neck as far as with individual states, but it still looked all red. What does that tell you? That everybody's angry, everybody wants change, everybody wants something different. Now, I guess in my book, if Hillary had said that she was going to change a few other things, because she wasn't aligned with Obama all along. And then in the end, I think she tried to play that chip, and it failed her. But the thing about her character is she had all these people waiting at this rally, and she never once stepped on that stage and thanked the people that worked tirelessly for her. And she never showed her face just to even say, I don't know, anything inspirational. So it was a sad, it's a sad night. It was a sad, it's a sad day. And I think it's more about fear. Okay, so I'm never, I was never a Reagan fan. But Reagan, believe it or not, did a lot of really good things for this country. So what does that put me in the middle of the road somewhere? I'm not, I mean, I'm a bleeding heart liberal, right? But I was an independent for a very, very long time before I decided to go Democrat. And I voted independent many, many times. But I have to say that Reagan, you know, made America strong by putting the fear of it would be sort of like confusion, you know, where you don't know exactly where his mind is or what he's going to do. And I think that that worked very, very well for us. Now, I'm not saying that Trump is anything like that. In fact, I find him to be a very aggressive, off-putting, double standard, disgusting human being. Okay, so there you have my absolute political opinion. But now he's our president. And I'm going to tell you, I don't think I could possibly listen to any of his speeches because I just can't stand hearing him speak. He doesn't say anything. There's nothing that comes out of his mouth that isn't, you know, raging. He doesn't answer anything directly. He's all aggression. He's just totally aggression. Now, the funny thing is that all the people I know that did vote for him that were really on his team are all trumping up, no pun intended, Ponce. Now, since when has it ever been that a vice president ran our country unless a president was impeached? And that was Ford and Nixon, you know. And they were, you know, so we talk about the president. Well, let's talk about the president, really. Is he a puppet? Does everybody else control the president? Does the president make any major decisions? Well, there are a handful of decisions that they definitely make. Now, Trump doesn't seem like the kind of guy that's going to allow anybody to tell him what to do because his ego is just out of control. I mean, his ego is bigger than our whole country, probably bigger than the whole of the continent. You know, it's just, I've never seen anything like that in my life. So the hopes would be that he would listen to reason and that other people could guide him and help him. Okay, so let's talk about age for a second. What is he now, 70 years old? And our youngest president, Obama, wasn't he the youngest so far? What was he, 42 when he got in or 44 when he got in? So since when is old world, old man thinking the way to go? Thing just really scares me. So, and again, I don't like the word scare. It puts me in a conundrum. It's like I want to know what's going to happen, and I'm going to be honest. I don't always know what's going to happen because I'm not in the White House. I'm not even in those political circles. It's all trickle down, and you see what happens. But when somebody is all about aggression and anger and hate, and the people that are following him are the uneducated men in our country, I mean, this is frightening to me because, first of all, as far as women's rights go, these are the men that don't give a rat's. I mean, it's all about them, same as him, and they're talking about making our country great as far as jobs go, and here's a man that outsourced every single thing that he could possibly outsource. And no, he hasn't lied about it. He's told us, yes, I've done this. But since when is double standards okay? Anybody else that would have ran, that would have done half the things that he did or said, would have been long gone. So I don't understand why it was okay, acceptable for him and not anybody else. I just don't get that. You know, as far as Hillary is concerned, you know, she definitely had her treasure trove of luggage packed up and dragging behind her. But I think you at least knew what you were going to get, you know. And I don't think it was going to be, hopefully, more of the same. Now, again, I'm still very torn. I'm really hoping that this rogue really does something fabulous for us. And do I want to leave the country? Absolutely. You know, I could be like with Johnny Depp and move to France, you know, for 4 or 5 years and come back and then see where we are and how it's going. I don't know. The whole thing is just, I didn't want to get out of bed this morning. That's all I can say. It was just, this is a sad fact and it's a scary, scary thing. And again, I don't like the word scary. It's just, you have no idea what to expect. And, you know, when somebody talks against abortion and they talk about, you know, a misogynist man, you talk about no gay marriage, you talk about all these things that we've all worked hard for, and here's somebody that walks in and says, okay, well, I don't believe in those things. Now, we know the Republicans are against a lot of those things, conservatives, right? But it still doesn't make it right that I don't know. I honestly, I don't know. So let's talk about one good thing that I saw yesterday and I heard on the news by a female commentator. So most of the women that were voting took yellow roses and their I voted stamp sticker, which I never got an I voted sticker. I did vote, but I didn't get a sticker. In fact, I was like living in my car for the past like 3 days. It was ridiculous because we had the New York Marathon, and that just created havoc on traffic. And anywhere I needed to be, which would have been at best an hour, at best 40 minutes, 45 minutes, at worst an hour and 20 minutes, an hour and a half. Everything took me like 2.5 hours just to get anywhere, and I just sat and rolled trying to listen to good music and keep myself in a calm state, which I did pretty well, actually. Enjoying my downtime alone in my car with me. I guess that's how you could put that. Anyway, so I got out of Dodge the night before the marathon, thinking that I'd come home and it would be free and clear. Well, it was just havoc coming back. So what should have taken me at worst 45 minutes took me 2.5 hours. At best, it could have been like 25 minutes. Anyway, it wasn't a far drive. It was just crazy. So getting back to Susan B. Anthony. So all these women took their I voted stickers and yellow flowers and put them all around Susan B. Anthony's gravesite. So the yellow represents the suffragettes. Now, a little tiny quick story. My grandmother was one of those suffragettes. And it was really interesting because when I was a kid, my grandmother was born in, 1912 or 1915, something like that. So when I came to vote, and my brother was living with her for a little while in Florida when she first moved there, and when he was first able to vote, she took him to the polls and gave him the whole, you know, you must vote kind of thing. And when I was able to vote, she did the same, you know. Now, her favorite flowers were always yellow roses, but I never understood why. I just thought she liked yellow and that, you know, that was the thing. It was just yellow roses. I had no idea that there was more significance behind that. But I always knew that she liked yellow roses, and so for her birthday or Mother's Day or whatever, I always sent her yellow roses. And then yesterday, while I was driving, because that's what I did all day yesterday, from 10:30 in the morning until, I don't even know, I got home at 12:30 or 12:45, something. No, maybe I got home a little before. No, I got home after midnight. Anyway, but it was just like I was in the car for the past 3 days. It's like that's all I did. It was just crazy. So I was listening to the news, and they were talking about the suffragettes and the yellow roses. And so I had my cell phone, and I sent a talk to text to my mom to tell her, you know, about my grandmother and the yellow roses. And my mother sent me back a text almost immediately, you know, saying the same, oh, well, I just heard this thing on the news by a newscaster, blah, 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 yellow roses, suffragettes. It was like we sent it almost simultaneously. And I said it made me think of Grandma, and she was just, you know, it was very interesting. I think the whole thing was really just a moment of, like, really heartfelt, you know, elation. You're like, wow, I have that. I get it. I understand. Anyway, you know, it's the right woman. It's the wrong woman. England has had a queen forever. There have been so many female rulers. I don't understand why we are so backward in our thinking that we just cannot, You know, when we have a guy with a bad comb over and a ton of spray in his hair in his 70s, that's going to take us back. It's like the same thing with, I can't stand him, de Blasio. So here's de Blasio comes in, and this man has no clue. He is like the biggest moron on the planet in my book. You know, Trump is just an oaf. He's an oaf, right? He's just, that's it. He's an oaf. So here's de Blasio, this moron comes in, and de Blasio brings back all the old blood. Oh, I'm not going to bring any new blood in. And what did he do? He turned New York City back like 10 years. You know, you can't drive anywhere. You can't park anywhere. That's not his fault, but that's part of it. You know, he kept the plan going. It's just, I don't know. I've never been into politics. I've never wanted to do anything like that. But when did urban planning go out the window so much that no one could actually look and see foresight ahead and say, okay, if we do this, this is going to create that? You know, I just really hope. I just hope. That's all I can say. I hope. And we lost everything. The Democrats are completely gone. I mean, the House is Republican now. The Congress is, the Senate is Republican. I don't want to get out of bed. I think I'm going to get back in bed when I hang up this phone. Actually, I have a painting I'm working on that's, it came to me yesterday when I was 5 seconds in my studio before I had to leave and drive again. It's like all I did was just fill my tank and go. Fill my tank and go. And fill my tank and go. Anyway. Okay, I guess that was my good rant for the day, right? It's a sad fact. The white, the uneducated white men, it just turns our clock way, 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 way back. So all I can say is I bless America, and I hope for the best. And, you know, that's all I can say. God bless America. What can we say? What could you possibly say? I wish everybody a happy, happy, happy day. And I you gotta laugh, right? Because what are you gonna do? What's the alternative? What's the alternative? Anyway. Well, I at a loss for words. I'm speaking slowly and intentionally. I've gone almost 20 minutes, and all I can say is that it's a sad fact. It's a sad fact. So this is the time that I would say I wish somebody would call in and have a conversation with me, that we could have some kind of back and forth, because another opinion would be good. I have to say that I think that I'm pretty neutral. I know I didn't sound neutral. I know I don't sound neutral. I just hope for the best, and I hope that this knucklehead does something like Reagan did that was, like, spectacular, you know. I don't know, the Star Wars thing. What was some of the great stuff that Reagan did, right? The market already plummeted and has recovered a little bit. Everybody projected her. I just find it really strange that she never showed her face. All those people were standing there waiting and upset, and they were all, she could have just come out, whether she was crying, whether she was upset, you know, show your emotion and share it, because all these people were really there backing you up. All you had to do was come out and say, thank you for your thank you for your time, and thank you for your support. She didn't have to say anything else, you know. Who knows? Who knows? I want to go to the, I don't know. I could go out into the desert and just scream, right? Who wants to come with me to the desert and scream? I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Wasn't that the, they opened the window and they, what was that movie? I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Well, I'm not actually angry. I'm not angry at all. I'm just disappointed and trying to be extremely hopeful. the people that I know that were so split, and I know in so many families they were split right down the middle. And these are people that are married, they're together, but when it comes down to that they're saying the uneducated white man, who knew there were so many uneducated white men? Well, I guess that's what our service is, right? I don't know. I don't even want to say that, but I don't know. There's a lot of things that you could say that are going to hurt a lot of feelings and piss off a lot of people, but all I can say is that the wolves are definitely in the gate. In. They're not at. They're in the gate. So hope for the best and move forward, right? Just pray and move forward. That's it. There's nothing else I could possibly say. I actually want to end my show already. Anyway. So Veterans Day is this Friday. Last big holiday for a little bit before actually that's not true. Thanksgiving, but it's only one day off. And don't forget, you have to move your car on Friday because more tickets are given on the day after Thanksgiving because everybody thinks it's the weekend. And so no one moves their car on Friday and then the city just takes them for a ride, right? That's it. So remember to move your car. So we're in the beginning part of November. It's quite amazing to me how fast the summer went. We had such a beautiful summer. We're having a nice Indian fall, summer fall, a nice Indian summer in the fall. I think this time last year it was really cold. I don't know, it feels really cold in my mind. But anyway, all I will say is I just bless everything. I bless everything. I bless everything. Maybe I should just go and get a haircut. Go paint, get a haircut, get my nails done, go for a massage, you know, go and take care of all the things that are good for you. What are the things that are good for you? Mental well-being, you know. Get a haircut, go for a massage, get your nails painted. Do a little prim and propering. I think I should do that. So what country would you go to if you're going anywhere? I have to tell you, there's nowhere to go. Canada? Too cold, right? Oh, I don't even know. The Caribbean, then you get slammed by hurricanes. Where can you go? Space? The final frontier? There's a new show coming out, Mars, and I was watching something. Okay, so I was watching something on television the other day about our Earth and our planet and all the solar system and the other distant solar systems and stars and such. And they're actually looking. They're doing space exploration, trying to find a planet that would be habitable. And so right now they're saying that Mars is probably the most habitable, you know, but they're trying to find things outside of our solar system. So it's a pretty interesting show. And what's going to come out of it is this series of seven, I guess it's a series of seven episodes about Mars. And I'm actually going to DVR it because I will not be home to watch that. I'm never home to watch something. It's like the only time I watch TV, if I do, it's late night. Or if I'm home early, I'll catch Jeopardy and then I'll just leave the TV on, but it's never anything important. But this show looks like it's an interesting one because they were just talking about exploration. So I would definitely go, I have to say. I wouldn't even think twice. If they were saying, listen, we need volunteers, and I'd be like, I'm in. I'll take a little notebook, a drawing pad. I'll take a lot of sketchbooks, actually. Take some of my favorite drawing instruments, and I will just go and draw in space. Artist in space. Yay. You know, leave my legacy. They'll have to ship it back or something, right? I don't know. Something crazy like that. Anyway, Oh, a sad day, folks, a sad day, I have to tell you. I hope that, you know, it amazes me that everybody seems to think that Ponce is going to be the one that's going to, since when has the vice president done anything? You know, you don't hear anything, oh, they went to this state or they went to that state or maybe they visited this country or visited that country, but they don't do anything. You know, what great vice president, who was a great vice president that did something miraculous or you know, unless Trump uses Ponce as a consultant, okay, you know, maybe then, okay, maybe I could say maybe. That would be nice, right? Maybe. Who knows? I'm not saying that I was a big Ponce fan either, but throw your hands up in the air and just say, I don't know. But, you know, I'm not mad as hell, but I definitely don't want to take it anymore. So apparently Hillary made some kind of a statement at like 10:30 this morning, but I didn't listen. I didn't look. I just didn't want to turn on the TV. I don't want to turn on the television. I don't want to see anything political. I can't stand the voice of Trump. I don't even want to hear the man speak, I'm telling you. He can make all his speeches, and I'll get it all through the news. They can sum it up. And, you know, he can talk for 5 hours, and they'll tell me in 5 seconds what was really said in those 5 hours could be something that was maybe 10 minutes of importance. Yes, that's how I feel. Anyway, it's a good thing I'm laughing, right? I still bless everybody. I bless everybody. That's all I'm going to say. So, getting a text. Maybe somebody's interested in talking to me. Let's see. Who wants to talk to me? No, it's a reminder, a bill reminder. There you go. Nobody wants to talk to me. That's sad. Anyway, that's not actually true. But, well, I don't know. That's all, you know. It's all she wrote, folks. Now we have to just wait and see. And hopefully he'll do the right thing. Hopefully he will come to his senses and realize that in the 8 years that Obama was our president, he aged about 15 per year, you know. He went from a very young man to looking like a very old man. I don't know. I just don't know. I just don't know. So there you have it, my political stance and view. And I know I try very hard not to ever talk about things that are super personal and on how I feel about things. But, you know, this was one of those things. Oh, there you go. It's finally over, 90 seconds. So this was one of those things that I just felt I have a radio show. I could at least say what it is that's on my mind politically. So I wish us all well. That's all I can say. I wish us well. I bless us. And, you know, you can send me your thoughts and comments. This one I would really actually like to hear. So in 60 seconds, I would love to hear your comments and your commentary. Please leave me your thoughts in the notes, and I will upload this show as I hang, you know, once I hang up. And thank you so much for listening. This is Lisa Lisa of The Lisa Lisa Show, signing off. God bless America.